This is Anas Al-Halak, ANAS space AL space HALLAK, date of service January 25, 2013. Dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad, patient name is Marcus Furlow, MARCUS space FURLOW, date of birth is 11-12-1970. Next paragraph, cardiac clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph, primary care doctor is please copy the primary care doctor from December 28, 2012 dictation. Next paragraph, history present illness. Mr. Marcus Furlow is a 42-year-old man with known hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemia, stroke, and history of myocardial infarction. He came today for follow-up. He had at January 11 right leg swelling and pain. He went to the emergency department at Providence Hospital, where they did for him ultrasound throughout the DVT. However, at the emergency department, he felt chest pain and was diagnosed there with non-ST elevation MI. Cath was done and stent was inserted. However, we don't have the details of the cath that done there. On today visit, he has no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no palpitation, no PND, orthopnea. He has no syncope or presyncope, no nausea, no vomiting. Next paragraph, past medical history signaling for myocardial infarction. The first one in April 2012, second one in September 2012, and the third one on January 11. Next, hypertension for 6 years. Next, diabetes for 7 years. Next, dyslipidemia, hypercholesterolemia. Next, gout. Next, stroke. Next paragraph, current medication. He is on hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams once a day, lisinopril 40 milligrams once a day, baby aspirin 82 milligrams once a day. He's on first sulfate 325 milligrams once a day, isozorbide mononitrate 30 milligrams once a day. He's on carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID. He's on nifedipine ER 90 milligrams once a day, lantus 60 units daily, simvastatin 20 milligrams once a day, Prilosec 20 milligrams once a day. He's on nitroglycerin 1 tablet under the tongue every 5 minutes as needed. He's on potassium 20 milligrams, which is a chloroquine, one tablet a day. And in the hospital, they took him off of the Plavix and put him on Brilinta, B-R-I-L-I-N-T-A. Next, allergy, he had no allergy for any medication. Next paragraph, social history, he does not smoke alcohol or illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history, non-significant. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today visit, his blood pressure is 107 over 72, pulse is 82, weight is 320 pounds, and height is 6 feet 4 inches. Please copy a thermometer template of physical examination. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. On today visit, they did EKG. We did EKG, which shows normal signs for them with no ST wave abnormalities. And next paragraph, left cardiac cath done on September 9 shows finding left main normal LAD 95% stenosis, ostial diagonal 99% stenosis, left circumflex 50% stenosis, mid RAC proximal 40% stenosis, and mid 60% stenosis. Left ventriculogram, no MR was noted. Left ventricular ejection fraction was 55 impression. Number one, successful balloon angioplasty proximal to mid LAD using 3.5 by 15 angioscope, reducing stenosis from 95 to 10. Number two, successful PTCA and balloon angioplasty diagonal ostium to proximal segment with 99 lesion reduced to 20 stenosis using 2x20 mm non-complete balloon. Next paragraph, dated for him at the hospital on January 11, a colleague cath, and we still don't have the report. Next number, stress test done on October 8, 2012 showed normal myocardial perfusion with left ventricular ejection fraction of 60%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Right lower limb pain and edema. The patient still complaining of lower limb edema, although they did for him an ultrasound. We would like to repeat the lower limb ultrasound to rule out any possibility of DVT due to his high risk of developing thrombus. And he's off of the aspirin and Plavix. As he is off only on Plavix, and which replaced to Brilanta, and the insurance company is not paying for that. I will repeat the ultrasound. Next paragraph. Hypertension. The blood pressure today is 107/72. Which is controlled. We advise to keep on same medication and follow up regarding this issue next visit. Next paragraph, coronary artery disease. The patient has a stent on January 11. He has previously stent inside to the LAD on September 9, 2012. The patient currently on aspirin and should be on Brilanta. However, the company is not paying for that. We'll consider back his Plavix if the company will not pay. We will write him the Brilanta today, and he was advised to call back if the company is not paying for that. Next paragraph, diabetes mellitus is managed by primary care doctor. However, we stress out the importance of the management of the diabetes to prevent any further complication, as he's very high risk for current ischemic heart disease. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us for participate of care of Mr. Furlow. We'll see him back in our clinic in 2 weeks by now. Next paragraph, thank you very much. Next paragraph, Anas Al-Hallaq, medical student. Next paragraph, dictated for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. End of dictation.